Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
John 16:23. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Folks, it's so important that when we pray to the Father. I mean, I see people praying to Jesus Christ, folks. That sounds good, but that's wrong. Pray to the Father. We need to only pray to the Father in Jesus' name, and he will do it. Man, what another scripture he gave us. That if we pray to the Father in Jesus' name, he'll give it to us. That last verse, I think you got the picture here. Matthew 21:22. Now, I'm going to ask somebody for these verses and make sure you wrote them down. Matthew 21:22. In all things whatsoever. Man, Doug, I was putting this together. Like, man, what's the problem here? We're getting what we want here. It says, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer. Believing. Ye shall receive. Do you believe? If you don't believe it, don't pray it. You're wasting his time and our time and your time. But if you ask anything, believing, he'll do it. God Almighty, he'll do it. Folks, I'm telling you, prayer is important. I've been praying so much. I said, Lord, that means you're preparing me for something. I said, oh boy. You ever been there? I said, oh no. You know, we was on our prayer line today, and my niece joined, and I didn't want to tell her, but I just prayed her request. She prayed for more faith. That's a tough prayer, folks. She prayed for more faith. You know what that means when you do that, don't you? It's coming. Well, it's going to come anyway, so you might want to be ready. So what I prayed for, she's a strong Christian in the Lord. But, you know, whenever we pray for more faith, we're going to have to be ready to be tested with it. Now, I'm about to close up here. God is simply telling us here is to never give up. This poor widow, we already talked about her stand in society. We already talked about her going to the judge, being rejected. How many times have you just went for something and was rejected so many times? You know, I wish my son was here tonight, DeAndre. Pray for him. He's having some abdominal problems. Keep him in prayer, Lord. That's why I've been praying so much right there. He's got major problems going on there. But he was going for an internship for criminal law. And everywhere he go, they turn him down. I mean, he's been trying for like 3 or 4 months. And he's like, Dad, I'm getting tired. I said, you got to keep trying. I said, have you prayed? He said, Dad, I'm praying. And what most people think is when you pray one time, it's done. No! You have this widow continually. You have to continually go. One time, if you pray one time, you ain't burdened for it. Until you get a burden for what you desire from the Lord, you're not going to get it. Because you're just going to do this cursory prayer. Oh, Lord, thank you for this. All right, then you think you're going to get it. But when you continually go before the Lord, he knows you're serious. Well, he already knows your heart. Then you know you're serious. Because then you're going to be fully vested in it. I told you many a times, and you don't believe me, prayer does not change God. It changes you. I want you to think about that. Because God knows the end before the beginning. He knows what he's going to do already. But you don't. So when God moves on something, we say, hey, prayer changes that. Well, actually, prayer actually just changed you because you finally...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.